out, just as a quick housekeeping note, if you could silence your noise-making devices. My name's John Hoffman. I know some of you guys go, I haven't seen John Hoffman. John Hoffman had a family situation come up and had to reschedule his date of coming here to Utah. So we are currently looking at his calendar and getting him rebooked. And he apologizes for not being able to be here today. But what I can tell you is, we have some amazing, awesome stuff for you that you are going to absolutely love. And since we couldn't get John Hoffman, we're like, who else is better than John Hoffman that we could get? And we went all the way to Idaho. I got Mr. Damien Schieber!
There you go. Testing, testing. Can you hear me? Am I on? All right. Well, good stuff. It's an honor to be able to fill in for an $800,000 ring earner. We were joking around in the back before because Mike Bertot was going to say, we've got the little John Hoffman, right? Big John Hoffman, little John Hoffman. I said with corresponding incomes, right? So, but that's okay. I got to tell you, it's an honor to be able to fill in for John. I tell people all the time, I fill in for $800,000 ringers, $700,000 ringers, $500,000, all the time. I haven't hit the $1 million ring earner yet. When Darnell can't make it to Salt Lake, I'm going to make sure that he knows that I'm available to fill in for him too. But we do have a phenomenal day lined up for you, so I'm pretty excited about it. In fact, I know some people that drove down from northern Idaho to be here. Where's Jason Blattler? There he is. Give him a round of applause. All right. Bethany McGahey's somewhere here as well, and she drove down from northern Idaho as well. So 13-hour drive to be here today. I gave them a little sneak preview of what we're going to be covering. And so, they came down for me, not for John. So thank you. Thank you. I do want to say this, though. Nothing happens in a marketplace without some incredible leadership taking initiative. And in this marketplace, that's people like Mike Bertot and Rami and the cowboy back there and Cassie and Andrew who run that, and all of that happens. Randall, who's actually out running errands for us right now so that we can do the training, the crab trees. But Mr. Dave Hall, Millionaire Club member who got the marketplace started. George Wilkinson, obviously, as well. Deanne DeBella, who does a lot of stuff with B2B. But Dave Hall and the whole crew, please give it up for them, because nothing would happen in this marketplace if it wasn't for them. I'm going to take a couple of minutes and just share my story with you, not because it's remarkable, but precisely because it's unremarkable. Because if it was a remarkable story, you'd say, oh, well, of course Damien succeeded, right? But I'm telling you, when you hear my story, you'll say, if that little short, fat, balding guy can do it, I can do it too, right? So, I grew up in Brooklyn. Anyone else a transplant to the West? All right, a few of you. Fantastic. I grew up in Brooklyn and ended up working on Wall Street for a few years in a support role in a job that I hated. How many of you have ever had a job that you hated? Okay. But how many of you stayed at that job because you felt like it was golden handcuffs, right? You paid too much to leave and go somewhere else, but that was me every day, and I felt like, I had a job where I worked 10 to 6 instead of 9 to 5 because I like to sleep late, right? So I worked 10 to 6, but I felt like I didn't come alive until I walked out the door at 6 o'clock every day. And I was living for those few hours after work every day, and then, be up till midnight or whatever the deal is, 1, 2 in the morning, then go home, go to sleep, and then do it all over again. And I absolutely hated it, but I felt like I couldn't make the same money anywhere else. And so I felt trapped. How many of you have ever felt trapped at a job? All right. Moved out west, fell into a job that I loved. I was in the mortgage business for more than a decade and absolutely loved it. Like, I was putting in 70 hours a week regularly, but never minded. I would get to the office early. I would stay late, and I loved it. How many of you have ever had a job that you loved? Right? That's cool, too, right? Because if you're going to spend a lot of time, if you're going to spend at least a third of your life at work, then you should love it, right? So that was me. And I was blessed to be able to make over six figures a year in the mortgage business for a little while. And then the recession happened. And how many of you were impacted by the recession? Okay? About half of you were impacted by the recession. So the recession happened, and all of a sudden, the mortgage business went like this, and then like that. Right? And literally, my income ground to a halt. But the second month in Legal Shield, my team made me $1,500, what should have been extra money, right? An extra $1,500. That was the first month that I never made any money in the mortgage business. So it ended up just being an incredible blessing to my life. And so hopefully I'm going to share with you an incredible membership, just the way it was shared with me 10 and a half years ago now, the end of middle of November, actually, 2008. And hopefully you'll see what I see in terms of what the membership does for people. And if that membership makes sense, then it can make dollars too. Fair enough? All right, so let's jump into it. The first thing I want you to know is who's covered. In my house, that's me and my whole family. I've got 11 children, so that's 13 of us covered by one membership. That's pretty awesome, right? Because it covers kids up to the age of 18, potentially up to the age of 26 if they're still single and living at home, or still single and a full-time college student. So in my house, that's all my kids, right? But here's what I want you to know, a couple of things. Number one, the membership we're going to cover today is a $24.95 a month legal plan. Although I'm a big believer in the trial defense supplement too, so I might talk about that as well. That's an extra $9.95, right? So I normally sell a $34.90 legal plan. And then we're also going to talk about an identity theft protection plan we call ID Shield. And our ID Shield plan is also $24.95 for the family or $9.95 for the individual, okay? So I wanted to cover the price right away, but I also want you to know two things. I want you to know one other thing, I should say, but in two parts. I've used my membership 138 times in 10 and a half years. And people look at me sometimes and say, oh, you must have problems. No, I don't have any problems. You want to know why? Because I use my membership, right? I don't have any problems because I have access to attorneys, and we're going to talk about that here in a second. But two things about those 138 times. Number one is I wish I could say it was perfect. It worked every time just like I thought it should. Key phrase being, I thought it should, right? But I've been a happy camper 130 out of 138 times. How many of you would agree that's worth a dollar a day? Okay? The second thing, though, is that without a legal plan, I would have called on one thing in 10 and a half years, right? One thing was big enough I would have spent the money to talk to an attorney. That means 137 other things I was able to pick up the phone and talk to an attorney because I didn't have to check my checkbook before I checked my rights. Does that make sense? All right. And so we're going to hop into the information. This is what you get. Now, I want you to know, we have all kinds of plans. We have commercial driver's plans. We have small business plans, home business supplements, all kinds of things. I'm going to be going through the family plan today. If you own a business, you may want to talk to the person who invited you about what the small business plan could do. Okay? But on personal legal matters, right, unlimited issues, unlimited advice, that means it could be the fence, the neighbor, the property line. It could be, you know, that blue truck or the dog won't stop barking next door. You tried to return a defective product, met with some resistance, or a manufacturer wouldn't honor a warranty, right? It could be that there's something on your credit report that shouldn't be, because how many of you have ever been held hostage by a company, you know, holding your credit hostage, right? It could be that you're being hounded by a debt collector for something you don't owe, or you know, maybe you're fighting with the landlord over getting something fixed in the house or your security deposit, or maybe you own your home and you're fighting with the bank over the escrow account. Whatever the situation is, I want you to be able to pick up the phone and talk to an attorney, not to a paralegal, not to a phone bank, but to someone who's passed the bar in the state of Utah or in whatever state you live because you're covered nationwide, right? Or not just whatever state you live in because obviously some people hear from other states, but wherever you are in the country because you're covered nationwide. Does that make sense? All right. And here's the thing is, you probably heard this joke, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Guy calls up an attorney and says, listen, I only have three questions. How much for three questions? And the attorney says, $200. And the guy says, $200? Isn't that kind of steep? And the attorney says, well, I went to a lot of school and I'm pretty good at what I do. I think it's fair. What's your third question? And isn't that the way we think about attorneys? Right? But I want you to know you can pick up the phone and talk to an attorney as much as you want for a dollar a day. That's an incredible deal, right? Because I don't have $200 to ask a few questions. But here's what it enables us to do, right? Because how many of you know wealthy people just call attorneys as a matter of course? But when it's $200-$300 an hour to talk to one, we only call if it's a problem and it's big, right? But now I can call because it's $1 a day. I can afford that. So I can call no matter what. I've called about what the minimum babysitting age in Idaho is, because when you have 11 kids at $1 per hour per kid, I'm paying my babysitter more than some people make on their jobs, right? I was like, when can I stop paying a babysitter and start abusing my oldest, right? Hey, mom and dad are going out again. You're babysitting for free again, right? Or my date life with my wife increased after I made that call, right? Because we started going out way more often. But just to give you an idea, I want you to be able to be proactive. I want you to call about good things. It doesn't have to be bad things, right? I read a book. Chris, you sell life insurance. Have you ever heard of The Power of Zero? Right? Great book. I'd recommend it, right? You get it from Chris. Right? But here's the reality. The Power of Zero, it's about getting into the 0% tax bracket for retirement. I read the book. I had some questions. Now, for most people, that's where it stops, right? Questions, back burner, right? Some really ambitious people might try and Google an answer, but I didn't have to Google it. I didn't have to back burner it. I was able to pick up the phone, talk to my tax and estate planning attorney. I said, hey, Chris, I just read this book. I've got about a half a dozen questions. He said, fire away. Whatever I don't know, I'll look up. I asked him 6 questions. He answered 4 of them. Then he did some research. How many of you agree that's way better than me having to do some research, right? He did some research, got back to me on the other 2. But because I read the book and then because I called my attorney, right, my son, who was 15 at the time, I was able to open up an IRA for him, right? I didn't have an individual retirement account until I was in my mid-30s. He's way ahead of where I'll be. And since then, I've been able to open up IRAs for the rest of the kids as well. So it's a big deal because knowledge is power. We agree? And this gives us access to specialized knowledge, which is absolutely amazing. Letters and phone calls made on your behalf. So if while you're talking to the attorney, they think a letter or phone call will solve that issue, they're going to go ahead and write that letter or make that phone call for you. And just to give you an idea, here's a few examples of how either me or some of my members have used the membership, right? This is my friend, Jason Mack. He bought his and her cell phones from T-Mobile because they were going to be free after the rebate. And then T-Mobile didn't pay the rebate. How many of you have ever had that situation happen where you were due a rebate and didn't get it, right? So he did what you and I would do. He called up T-Mobile and he said, hey, listen, the sales guy told me. And let me talk to your supervisor. Let me talk to your manager. Spent an hour on the phone getting angry and frustrated. How many of you have had that experience with customer no service, right? Spent an hour on the phone getting angry and frustrated but didn't get a situation resolved. Right? What do you do then? Well, I'll tell you what most people do. They get on Facebook and they talk about how bad T-Mobile is. Right? But because my friend pays $1 a day, he was able to call his law firm. And I love it. He was able to talk to Maggie Chappelle. Maggie said, you know, that doesn't sound right to me either. I'll write a letter for you. And I love it because, Christian, where are they writing that letter to? To the legal department. That's a little different than customer no service. Right? And I love it. It says, your actions in this matter are unprofessional, unacceptable, legally actionable. How many of you that agree that's probably the key phrase? Right? To avoid further action, please remit $150 to Mr. and Mrs. Mack within 10 days of this letter. Amazingly enough, 10 days later, T-Mobile says, here's your money. Right? Same thing my friend asked for. But when the attorney asked, got a different result. Okay? Now, the difference between my friend Jason and me is he spent an hour arguing on the phone. I spent 5 minutes on the phone not arguing. Right? I always say my legal plan just makes me a nicer guy. I don't have to argue with you. I don't have to call you names, right, to try and get you to do what I want. You can't help me. That's okay. I just need the address to your legal department. Everyone say, I just need the address to your legal department. Ready? Go. That phrase is going to save you so much grief and heartache. Right? I called up AT&T because it's not just T-Mobile. It's all of them. I said, hey, you weren't supposed to charge me this $40. They said, sorry, sir, the charge is valid. How many of you have heard that from a customer service rep? I hate it. I hate it because they say it like you can't argue with them. Right? I said, she says, sorry, sir, the charge is valid. I said, actually, ma'am, it's invalid because I know big words too. But that's okay. You're just doing your job. I just need the address to your legal department. She gives me the address. She's probably thinking, I don't know why he's bothering. Right? But I call my attorney. I give him the address. I tell him the story. He writes a 2-page letter. Lo and behold, I get my $40 back. Simple stuff. Right? My wife comes to me and says, Damien, do you have a Netflix account you don't want me to know about? I said, honey, I don't watch the Netflix account you do know about. What are we talking about? She goes, well, we're being double billed. I called up Netflix. I said, you guys have been double billing us for 8 months. The lady on the other end said, you should have caught that sooner. Now, without a legal plan, I would have been like, you shouldn't have been robbing me. But with a legal plan, I was like, you know what, ma'am? That's pretty funny. You're just doing your job. I just need the address to your legal department. Right? My attorney writes a 2-page letter. Lo and behold, I get my $64 back. Simple stuff. Anybody ever deal with CenturyLink? Anybody like them? That's the same response I get no matter what state I ask that in. That's amazing. Nobody liked them. But, CenturyLink overbilled me $25, told me the charge is valid. I told them I needed the address. Lo and behold, their attorney agreed with my attorney that I shouldn't have been charged. But whether it was a mechanic that broke a part of my car, didn't want to own responsibility for it, till he got a letter from my attorney and then refunded me $400, right? Or whether it was I had the audacity to leave Sprint over a $5 a month issue they wouldn't correct, right? The last time I called in, I was like, listen, I have to call in every month. I'm tired of calling in. I need you to fix it today for good. They said, we're not going to fix it at all. I was like, oh, okay. I went down the street, signed up with AT&T, been relatively happy ever since, right? 3 years later, they sent me to collections, right? My attorney writes a letter to both Sprint and to the collection company and says, don't ever bother Mr. Schieber again. Never heard from them again, not on my credit report. I'm telling you folks, life is just better with a legal plan. And for the ladies in the room, I'll tell you this. I know anti-aging is all the rage in women's cosmetics, but I'm telling you right now, the best anti-aging product out there is a legal plan, right? Because you can't even tell that I'm 64, right? But that's the idea. Letters and phone calls made on your behalf, right? Contract and document review. How many of you know wealthy people never sign anything without having their attorney review it, right? How many of you know that we're not wealthy because we sign everything without having our attorney review it? But 10.5 years ago, that stopped for me, and I started sending everything in. And in all honesty, I started sending everything in, Christian, not because I was a member, but because I was an associate, and I knew I'd be giving this presentation one day in front of you. And I wanted to be able to say, Christian, I sent in 10 things this year, right? But I started sending everything in. I mean, things that were like no-brainers. I would look at it and be like, oh, my gosh, this is a waste of their time. But, hey, it's part of my membership. I'm going to send it in anyway. And they would call me back on these no-brainers and say, Damien, don't sign it. And I was like, well, why not? And they would tell me why. And what I found out is I may understand the contract. I may understand the situation. I don't necessarily understand the law. And the law is always changing, right? And because of that exact reason, now I send everything in because I am a member. And because I'm raising 11 kids. And I've got, just those three areas on the screen right there saved me and my wife $30,000 my first 6 years of being a member. And I didn't have any big issues, right? I didn't have any big issues. Nothing over $2,000. Only 3 things over $1,000. That means $26,000 and change is all $25, $40, $64 at a time, but it all adds up, right? It all adds up. So the next thing you get, your will, your living will, your healthcare power of attorney, your financial power of attorney. I don't want to embarrass anyone, so I won't ask who has their wills done, who doesn't. But I will tell you this. When I became a Legal Shield member in November of 2008, I had 7 children at the time, and I didn't have a will. And you'd say, Damien, that's a little irresponsible. And I'd agree with you. But here's what I know. When you're raising 7 kids, you don't have $600, $700, $800 to get your will done. Right? But when they said, Damien, it's $1 a day, I was like, that makes sense. Sign me up. And I can't tell you the peace of mind that I've had ever since. I've had 2 spin-outs on the freeway in snow in my lifetime. One before I had my will done, and one after I had my will done. The one before, I was actually on my way to Salt Lake, going over Sweetser Pass, right? And just started, lost traction, went through the median, up onto oncoming traffic, and then ended up on the shoulder, me and my daughter, Britt, right? It was a terrifying experience. The other time, I was going up to Seattle, spun out on the freeway, hit the guardrail, couple of tractor trailers behind me managed to avoid me, thankfully, but it was a surreal experience because it was like a movie scene. I mean, I was calm as a summer's morning. It was all happening in slow motion, but I was like, man, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. But my wife's not going to have to fight the state for what we built, right? One, because I was prepared, but one, because I wasn't prepared. And I'm telling you, the peace of mind that just having my estate planning, priceless, absolutely priceless. So if you walked in here without a will today or without an updated will, you get to walk out with the opportunity to get a will done super inexpensively, a dollar a day. Can we all agree that we can all afford a dollar a day, right? All right, cool deal. Next thing, traffic tickets. I used to test market this all the time for you. I don't test market it as much anymore. I leave that to other people like John Walker and some other people on my team. I pass the torch on. But the reality is we don't fix tickets. I don't want to give you the wrong impression. But here's the reality. How many of you know that the real price of the ticket is not the fine that's imposed with the ticket, but how much you pay on your insurance every month after that? How many of you have ever gotten a ticket that you thought was unfair? Okay, that's like half the room. Now, for half of those people, I'm telling you, it was fair. Okay, but that's all right. If we think it's unfair, even if we think it's fair, I don't think it's fair that my insurance goes up for 3 years because I missed the speed limit sign changing it from 40 to 35. Right? And so I always want to give my attorneys a whack at it, see if there's something they could do to help me. And they've been successful 75% of the time keeping the points off my record or reducing the fines or doing something to better the situation for me. Absolutely a huge, huge help, right? On top of that, things that I hope never happen to you, but just in case, right? Just in case, IRS audit assistance, trial defense. If you get the trial defense supplement, you get pre-trial hours as well. Family domestic services for uncontested divorce, adoption, separation, name change, right? All of that just in case those things come up. You get a schedule of hours. So if you're audited by the IRS, if you're sued in a civil suit over a dollar amount, right? It's not criminal law. It's not small claims. It's not family law, right? It's a civil suit over a dollar amount, and it's covered. You get a schedule of hours. Fantastic. And then 24/7 access in case of an emergency. And I will. The only thing I'll say about this is if you ever have a chance to use it, use it. Okay? There's no, you know, sometimes I think we think, oh, I don't want to bother someone. It's after hours. Listen, it's part of your membership. I've had two opportunities to use it after hours. I only used it one of the two, and I was sorry the time I didn't. Didn't go well, right? Wasn't arrested or anything like that, but it was just, didn't go well. I ended up paying like a $250 fine when I felt like I didn't have to pay, shouldn't have had to pay anything, right? The other time I did use it, and the cop basically let me go because he saw me getting my attorney on the phone. He was like, well, we don't really have to bother with that. Let me just let you go. I was like, sweet, right? But 24/7 access in case of emergency. That means if you're ever questioned, arrested, detained, if Child Protective Services is on your doorstep, if you're served with a warrant, more commonly if you're involved in an accident where somebody's injured. In those six situations, you can have an attorney on the phone in just a few minutes. How many of you think just that would be worth a dollar a day, right? So, and then anything else that I haven't covered, that's a membership. I just covered the whole membership. Anything else at a discount, right? So, you know, criminal law, right? DUIs, DWIs, you know, bank robberies, whatever Cordell's weekend hobbies are, we got them covered, right? Family law situations, right? Divorce, child custody, child support. We all know people that go through those things, yes. Right? 25% off. Things like trusts. Your wills are included. Trust would be at a discount. Bankruptcies at a discount. My mother-in-law got something patented under the 25% discount. Saved her $3,000 when she was starting up her business. Right? So whatever the situation is, if it's covered by the membership, great. Which, by the way, 90% of the things that people call in about, covered by the membership. Right? And if it's not covered by the membership, at the very least, 25% discount. So what does the average attorney charge in Salt Lake these days? Too much, right? I'm guessing at least $200 an hour, right? That means you're saving $50 an hour. Now, how many people make $50 an hour? So that's a huge saving. If they're charging $300 an hour, $75 an hour, right? A big deal. Okay, let's talk about... There we go. Much better. Let's talk about identity theft for a problem. How many of you know identity theft is a huge problem? Okay. Couple of facts. How many of you knew that the average victim spends about 600 hours restoring their identity? I like to break down large numbers, so let me break that one down for you. 600 hours means that you're going to go to work every day, right, because that's what we do. We go to work every day, Monday through Friday. And Neosha, here's what's going to happen. If you were a victim of identity theft, yes, you, right, me, you, Neosha. If you were a victim of identity theft, that means Monday through Thursday, you'd go to work all day. You'd come home and spend an hour every day restoring your identity, working on that problem, okay, for 3 years, because that's what 600 hours is. 3 years, an hour a day, 4 days a week, okay? So second stat you see up there, only one out of 700 identity thieves is actually arrested. Not convicted, arrested. That's huge, right? And so when you look at facts like that, and then I talk to people all the time about identity theft and protecting yourselves against it, and people say things to me like, they can have my identity. Really? So if you go to Google and you type in fake ID, it takes less than a half a second for them to come back with 434 million results. And they say things like, whoops, wrong button. They say things like, what we do? We offer high-quality IDs at an affordable price. Every ID comes with a free duplicate and tracking number. All IDs are programmed to be scanned and pass the backlight test. Every ID has 3 months free replacement, right? So if you really feel cavalierly about your identity, like, oh, they can have my... Listen, I understand what people are saying. They're saying they have some credit challenges, right? Oh, they can have my identity. No, because if you understand what they're really saying, people will take your identity. And they'll use it for all kinds of things, not credit related, right? We'll talk about that in a minute. Right? Here's some criminal activity. Right? This is from the Identity Theft Resource Center. Americans' expenses and disruptions as a result of criminal activity in their name. Right? Half the people lost out on an employment opportunity, right? 44% lost out on a job that could have bettered their life because they were victims of identity theft, criminal identity theft in their name. A third of the people couldn't qualify for a home loan. A third of the people lost their home or place of residence. That's crazy, right? More than half the people had to miss time away from work. They can have my identity? Time to think that over, right? Okay, everyone got it now? Right? The other thing people say to me is, I don't buy anything online. How many of you don't buy anything online? Everyone in here, one person doesn't buy something online. Okay, but here's the problem. It's not what you're doing with your identity. It's what other companies are doing with your identity, right? You may not buy anything online, but do you have an email address? Do you have health insurance? Do you have a bank account? Do you have a cell phone? You may not buy anything online, but do you walk into the store, right? And, you know, do you go to the hospital? Are you are you a Utah Power or an Idaho Power customer, right? Well, I'm off the grid. Okay. If you're off the grid, you're off the grid. But you're still subject to all of these things, right? In fact, this doesn't even count the Capital One breach we just had, but, you know, Facebook this year and Panera Bread this year. But in the first quarter of this year, right, in the first quarter, there were 281 breaches. How many did you hear about? None of those, right? 281 breaches. 4.5 billion records. Billion with a B. So here's what I know. Your identity's already been breached. May not be actively being used. Someone hasn't stolen it. It hasn't been sold yet. That's really the problem, right? But it's already been breached. The question is, are you going to be proactive about it, or are you going to be reactive later and do the 600 hours yourself every single time your identity is sold? Or you can get the best identity theft protection on the market, and where we'll do all the work with you, right? Because it's not just, again, it's not just credit. It's not just criminal. It's somebody walking around with their picture and your information on a driver's license. It's somebody working under your social and not paying taxes. It's someone trying to file your tax returns before you do, or going to the hospital using your insurance, right? That's real identity theft, because the credit part is only 17%, and it's the easiest 17% to fix because the banks have our back. And not because they're nice guys, but because they're legally liable, right? So, but all those other things, what are you going to do about it? Okay. We're going to protect we're going to monitor your credit in any account you register with us, but we're also going to do what nobody else does. And that's, we're going to give you direct access to licensed private investigators. And it's going to be our time, our effort, our energy that puts your life back together. We're not going to send you a kid and say good luck with that. Right now, we're not going to assist you in restoring your identity. Right? We're going to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes until all resolvable issues have been resolved. And again, for the family, a dollar... Listen, when I found out they'll cover as many people on my plan as I want to put on for the legal plan, and up to, you know, it used to be up to 8 per profile. Now it's just 10. I think I had something to do with that because we had 11, right? They're like, they're going to keep going because they know I'm cheap. I'm like, hey, Amber, you don't understand. We can have as many as we want. And if we have more, it drives the price per unit down, right? But... And, you know, up to 10 kids on the identity theft plan, as many kids as you want to have on the legal plan. So I'm just saying, you know, if you want to get value, have more kids. Okay? And again, here's the price, right? We talked about this already, $24.95 for the legal plan, $24.95 for the ID shield. If you happen to, if it's just you or you just want yourself monitored, you can do an individual plan on the ID shield, $34.90 a month, $49.90, one of those two. How many of you would say that's an incredible service? Okay. If that's an incredible service, because when I first saw it, I was like, oh my gosh. My friend Doug showed this to me, right? I was like, dude, I could have used this I don't know how many times. And not only that, but all my friends and all my clients could use this. So I'm definitely going to have some referrals for you. And Christian, what he said to me was, well, I want you to make the money, right? So hopefully George said something similar to you, right? It's like, well, I want you to make the money, right? I was like, man, that sounds good too, right? Because it was the recession, and my income was going like this. And I didn't think I was going to leave the mortgage business, but I thought this would be a great value add to what I was already doing, kind of like what we were talking about, right? I thought this would be a great value add for what, you know, if I'm doing your home loan, you should have a will, right? If I'm looking at your credit, you should have identity theft protection. So I thought, man, this is just going to be a great value add for my clients. But what happened for me was the mortgage business kept going like this, and all of a sudden, my legal shield business was going like this. And 14 months later, I was able to walk away from my job for the rest of my life. I've been job free now for 9 years, right? And I got to tell you, it's different when you own your time, right? So let's talk about how we make money, right? And quite simply, that's through word of mouth marketing. The company pays us instead of paying TV advertising, right? And how do we get started, or how much to get started before I go through the opportunity? I want you to know there's a cost to getting involved. It's either $249 or it's $330, right? $249 is $249 up front. $330 is just $99 down, $21 a month after that, right? So here's the beautiful part. One's better for value. One's better for cash flow. So if cash flow is an issue, we got an option for you. $99 gets you started. How cool is that? Because, Joe, how much did it cost you to get started in your hardwood floor business? $30,000 that I don't have, or $99 that I do, right? Anyone else a business owner in here? Rodney, how much did it cost to get Country Auto up and running? $85,000. How many of you have $85,000 just laying around, right? Not all of us are silver spooners like Rodney. Just kidding. Right? But $85,000, right? Or $99 to get started. Does that make sense? We're starting a business here, so... Once you get started, step number one is this, Fast Start Qualify, right? And this is how you do it. So if we're marketing a $50 plan, okay, we're going to get paid $60 for that membership, okay? If we market a different plan, it's all relative, right? So if we market a $25 plan, we get paid $30, et cetera, right? But if we're marketing a $50 plan, we get paid $60 on that membership. In order to Fast Start Qualify, we need to sell $60 in membership, so probably two of these to get past 60. Does that make sense? Okay. You sell $60 in personal premium. You recruit one person, 60 and one, right? Next thing you know, you're Fast Start qualified. You do it in 20 days, we're going to give you a $100 bonus. And then, see that little asterisk, right? Because that says we're going to pay you a $100 bonus. But if you attend the free Fast Start training class, hey, do we know when the next Fast Start training class is? First Wednesday of every month. So we just had one. So we're not having one until the next first Wednesday. All right. Well, whenever the first Wednesday is in September, you attend that class, we're then going to pay you $200 just for attending the class. Listen, I always tried to tell my professors in college, like, they would try and give me homework that I thought was busy work, and I'd be like, you don't understand, I pay you. They didn't like that argument, right? I failed a lot of classes. You don't have to be smart to do this. But here's the reality. If they had paid me to attend class, I would have attended class, right? $200, if you fast start qualifying, then you attend the class, $200, so that you're getting a $300 bonus for fast start qualifying. I want to tell you something. I did this with two people last month. I recruited two people, helped them each fast start qualify. One of them did it with one person, right? He sold a $35 legal plan, a $25 ID shield, right? That's a $60 plan. So he knocked it out on one sale, and he recruited that person, right? And he did it in 2 hours. Like, I went over his house, I showed him, we signed him up, we were talking about game planning. His mom walked in. He was like, Mom, you need to sit down with Damien. I went through the exact same thing with her. She got the exact same thing. And he fast start qualified 2 hours and made $400 because it was a $100 commission plus a $300 bonus in 2 hours plus the class. That's pretty flippin' awesome. Is it okay to say flippin' here? Just making sure. Right? So that's the idea. How many of you would like to make $400 in a couple of hours? Okay? So that's what we're talking about. Okay? After you do that, second step is to go manager. Right? Step two, go manager. By the way, when you go from associate to senior associate, we're going to double your pay. How many of you have ever worked somewhere where they doubled your pay? Like, you were making 20 grand. I never worked at a place where I was making 20 grand. I walked in the next day, they said, Damien, guess what? Starting tomorrow, 40 grand. Never happened. I was making 40, they never say, dude, tomorrow, 80. How many of you have ever done that? Right? But here, we're going to double your pay. And I absolutely love it. Because now you're making $120 on that same membership. Here's what you do. In order to go manager, you and your team sell $400 worth of premium. So if you're selling $50 plans, that's 8 plans. Does that make sense? Okay? 8 plans plus 3 associates, so if I recruit Steve, and then I recruit Julie, and then I recruit John, right, then I can count everything all of us do. So if Steve sells 4 plans because he's a go-getter, right, and I sold 3 of the plans because I sold 1 to each of them, and then Julie doesn't do anything because she's like, well, I'm dating Steve anyway, right, so I'll let him make the money, and John goes out and sells 1, right, 3, 4, 1, that's 8. I'm a brand new manager, right, 3 recruits, $400 in premium. And then we're going to give you a $200 bonus if you do it within 45 days from when you first got started. So let's just say you fast start qualify. That's $300. Now you're qualifying manager in your first 45 days. That's $500 in bonus money, which, by the way, was not available when I got started. Otherwise, they would have paid me that, right? So $500 plus the commissions and overrides. And that's what this looks like. Oh, before we get there, you get to do it again. But now you don't have to do it. You help your team to do it. And when you help your team do it, right, you help them earn a $300 bonus, the company is going to give you a matching bonus. I'm going to talk more about that later in the training, but, dude, I think people think that fast start qualifying is the deal. Fast start qualifying is not the deal. You have to fast start qualify so you know how to do it, so you can teach other people how to do it, so you can help them get their $300, but there's no limit to the number of $300 bonuses you can get. Because if I help Steve do it, and I help Julie do it, and I help John do it, I help Rodney do it, I help Keegan do it, that's $1,500 in bonus money for me. Right? And then I go next month and I help Cordell do it, and Christian do it, and Deanne do it, and George do it, and there's another $1,200. It's unlimited. That's why I clap. All right. Can't snap. So that's the idea there, right? And here's what that looks like, right? By the way, the $300 is a promo only this month. That's why these say $200 over here, but it's actually $300 for the month of August, right? But here's the idea. We just talked about how you became an associate, you marketed membership, you moved to senior associate, and you moved to manager. You're going to continue to move up the comp plan, right? You're going to sell some memberships. You're going to recruit some people. You're going to teach them how to do the same thing. And eventually, you'll be an executive director making $280 every time you market a membership. Bam! That's right. little inside joke we do in Idaho. That's the idea. $280. Every time Deanne Bell markets a membership, $280. Right? That's pretty phenomenal. Right? Let's give Deanne a hand. Right? And then on top of that, overrides from your team. Right? And here's the reality. I make way more in overrides from my team than I do personally marketing the membership. Every month I market a couple of memberships, somewhere between 2 and, you know, a big month for me might be 10. Right? But the team markets over 100. And I get paid on every single one of those. Right? Now, some I get paid this much on, and some I get paid this much on. Right? Deanne DeBell's on my team. I'm so blessed. Thank you, Lord. Right? Thank you, Deanne. Right? Deanne's on my team, but the reality is she's an executive director. I'm an executive director. So I only make this much on the memberships that she markets. But guess how often she calls me? Maybe twice a year because associate services is closed and she has some question about the back office. That's it. That's all I do for Deanne, right? But then I get a new guy started and I'm doing everything for him. So he's out here. He's down here. He'll make $60. By the way, here's what I love about our comp plan. I just want to point this out. Is who makes the most money at any given level? An associate makes 60. 20, 20, 20, 30, 40, 50. So what is the biggest number there? The person who does the work in our business gets paid the most money. Is that not the way it should be? All right. So the new associate on my team who needed all the help from me, well, guess what? I made an override like this. But as he moves up the comp plan, I'll make less and less, but he'll need me less and less. Does that make sense? I got Bethany McGahee here from Northern Idaho. Let's give her a round of applause, right? Got her started back in 2012, right? And she needed a ton of help from me, right? But we got her fast start qualified back in 2012. But I made a fair amount of overrides on helping her because she needed a lot of help. And then life happened. She was gone for a little while, and now she's back, right? Because it so happened that I called her up one day not too long ago, like April, right? And I said, you know, what are you doing? Are you still living in Wyoming? She goes, no, I'm up in Coeur d'Alene. I said, you're kidding me. I'm going to be in Spokane this week. And for those of you that don't know, that's like saying Utah and Provo or Salt Lake and Provo, right? Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. So I was like, you're kidding me. I'm going to be up in Spokane, right? She put me to work. She was ready to get back going. She put me to work, and we made her a few $100 that week, right? But now she's, gosh, did it again. Bear with me. So, right, now she's working her way up the comp plan. I make less and less, but she needs me less and less. Now she calls me up and says, hey, I sold a membership. I'm like, go, Bethany, go, right? And she gets paid, and maybe I help her process it. Maybe she does it on her own, whatever the deal is, okay? So now she needs me less and less. She gets paid. Performance Club, check this out. How many of you go on a family reunion every year? Because I know this is Utah. That's a big thing, right? A few of you go on a family reunion every year. How many of you go on a vacation every year? Okay? That wasn't me. I grew up, listen, I was poor on paper. Like, I never wanted for anything. Like, my wife grew up poor. Like, I remember pulling up to the house when I was dating her, and I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Right? But I grew up poor on paper. So we didn't go on family vacations. We never did anything. My parents would occasionally go on a weekend getaway. But it was just a weekend getaway, like 2 hours away type of deal, right? We never went on a family vacation. I got married. I perpetuated the cycle because we do what we see, right? I didn't go on a honeymoon because couldn't afford it. Never went on a vacation. In 13 years of marriage, I refinanced the house 1 year. In 13 years of marriage, that year, year number 9, we went on a family vacation. I pulled $5,000 out of the house when I was refinancing it anyway. And we had a great vacation. Me, my wife, my two oldest. Right, we went back east to New York, and I showed them where I grew up because I didn't know what a vacation was, so I just took them back to where I grew up. Right, so we went to New York, went to Philly, went to Williamsburg. We had a good time, but never went on a vacation. Year 13, I get involved with Legal Shield, and they start sending me on vacation every single year. Right, and it's been amazing because we've been to places like, you know, Tulum, the Moon Palace, Cancun, and you know. We're in Montego Bay, Jamaica. There's Terry Green on my team. There's Deanna Bell and her husband Todd, right? So had a phenomenal time. Then, you know, there's me standing on the throne of Atlantis. There's Nick Fowler on my team, right? Because now I not only get to go on vacation, I get to go with people on my team, with some of my best friends in life, right? Dave Holland's on all these vacations. You know, dude, I love this. So in 2014, I took a two-month road trip with my second oldest daughter. And one of the places we went was Universal Studios. And my daughter and I, Beth and I, are looking at each other and go, Britt needs to come. So I went home and told Britt that I promised her that I would make sure she got to Universal Studios and Harry Potter World because she's a huge Harry Potter fan. But in all honesty, I had no idea how I was going to do that because that costs money. And even though I make 100 grand a year, when you have 11 kids, if it takes 10 grand a year to raise a kid, which it does, that means I'm 10 grand in the hole every year. Okay? But then all of a sudden, Legal Shield said, hey, we're taking our next trip to Universal. I said, you know what, Britt? I'm going to earn that trip for you. I never felt such pressure to earn a trip. Okay? But we earned it, and I'm telling you right here, see this? Turning average dads into heroes, because that's exactly how my daughter sees me, because I made her dream a reality. Right? But the reality is I didn't make it a reality. Legal Shield made it a reality. Right? I just went out and earned what Legal Shield offered. And you can do the same thing. We just got back from Cabo, right? There's John Walker and his lovely wife, Kylie, Terry Green again. First trip that he ever qualified for. Let's give it up for Mr. John Walker. Right? My mom's been talking about swimming with the dolphins for years. I thought she had. I thought she went somewhere and had. She's like, no, I've never had. You know, so I got to live out my mom's dream. We went swimming with the dolphins. It was incredible, right? Romantic walks on the beach. You know, I'll tell you what, not every guy is into romantic walks. I'm not really into romantic walks. I'm just a fan of where they lead to, okay? Right? But how many of you want to be able to make significant income right now in your next 45 days? All right? So $1,500 in your next 45 days, how many would be interested? Okay? I'm going to show you exactly how to do this. Christian, this is you, right? This is just one possible way, by the way, but here's you. So everyone, you know, just know that's Christian, not the rest of you. This is just for Christian. Okay? Christian, you know a couple of people that could use this membership, you think? All right, great. So we go out and we market a $35 legal plan, let's say. Okay? Legal plan, trial defense, or home business supplement, whatever. Different ways. You can do an individual ID shield, different ways to get there. But you market a $35 plan, we're gonna pay you $45 on that. Okay? It takes about 15 minutes. $45 in 15 minutes, is that okay? Okay? So this is just going to be a running total of everything the team's doing. Okay? And then let's say we talk to your friend Abe, and you not only sell Abe a plan, but you recruit him. Okay? So now you made another $45, right? For a total of 70, two $35 plans, right? But you remember what it takes to fast track qualify? $60 in premium and one recruit. So here we go, $60 in premium, you met, one recruit, you met, guess what? You just fast start qualified, right? And according to the thing, that means you just got a $300 bonus. See, that little asterisk means that we're assuming that you attended the free fast start training class. Did I mention it was free? Okay. So you got promoted to senior associate in the process, fair enough? Okay. Then you talk to your friend Bree. Oh, I'm sorry, and then you also qualified Performance Club, because it's the same thing, 60 and one to qualify Performance Club. And then you talk to your friend Bree, and you sold her a $35 plan, and you recruited her. But because now you're a senior associate, we doubled your pay, $90, right? You sold three plans, totaling $105, but you've been paid $180 so far. Everyone following? Good stuff. Then Abe goes out and sells a plan, $35, on which you made an override, $15. Christian, there is nothing quite like making money when you're not even there. Okay, and that's true for everyone. There's nothing quite like making money when you're not even there, right? Abe sells a plan, 35, you made 15. And then Abe went out and recruited his friend Allie, sold her a plan. You made another $15. But guess what? When you sold a membership and recruited Abe, you fast track qualified. So what did Abe just do? Abe fast track qualified. That means Abe got a $300 bonus, yes? Okay? But you got a $300 matching bonus. Because this asterisk means what? That we assume Abe went to the Fast Start training class, okay? Which is free. Okay, good. I'm just making sure you're all paying attention here, okay? Bree goes out and sells a $35 plan, you make another $15, right? On top of that, we run into the end of the month, okay? So now the end of August is here, beginning of September. Beginning of September, you go out and you market a $60 plan, right? That means you sold someone a $35 legal plan, and they said, dude, I want the identity theft protection too, right? So you marketed a $60 plan, you made $150. Pretty good? 15 minutes. Still the same 15 minutes, right? Then you recruited your friend Cal and sold him a $35 plan. Now, Christian, I don't really know if you have Abe, a Bree, and a Cal, but you can substitute whatever your friends' names are. Fair enough? Okay? Sell a $35 plan, recruit Cal. You made $90 on that $35 plan. Okay? But Cal says to you, dude, my friend CJ would be all over this. Right? And so you go and talk to CJ, and Cal was right. CJ says, dude, I want the legal plan. I want the identity theft protection. I know a bunch of people that could use this. Sign me up as an associate, too. So, boom, right there, with just one person, $60 in premium, one recruit, Cal did what? FastStart qualified. Because Cal FastStart qualified, he gets a FastStart bonus, right? $300, assuming that, of course, he goes to the FastStart training class. But because Cal FastStart qualified, you get a $300 matching bonus. Okay? On top of that, you go out and you market one other plan, $35. That's $90 there. But now you're at $400 in premium. You've got three associates. That makes you a what? A brand new manager. You are now the newest manager in Legal Shield. You just got a $200 bonus for that. On top of that, you were in Performance Club Pro, which gives you another $125. And that gives you a total of $1,805 in 45 days. Now check this out, 45 days is 6 weeks. It doesn't have to take 6 weeks. It could take 6 days. Dude, it could take 6 hours, right, depending on how fast you want to move. But let's talk about what you really did here, because we start throwing it all up, it looks confusing. Here's what you really did. You sold one membership a week for 6 weeks. Can we all agree that that is part-time? One membership a week for 6 weeks. You recruited one person every other week, right? You sold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but you only recruited these three. So you recruited one person every other week, right? The three people you recruited sold a total of 4 memberships, 1, 2, 3, 4. You did more than they did, which, by the way, is how it normally happens when you're first getting started if you're the go-getter, right? You rank advanced twice to senior associate and then to manager. You Performance Club qualified twice, the last month PC Pro, and you made an extra $1,500, really an extra $1,800 because of the elevated bonuses this month, right? You made an extra $1,500 on a very part-time basis. Most importantly, you are now ready to enter your third month and able to earn even greater commissions and overrides at the manager level, and you have 5 new excited associates on your team. That's the power of part-time, but that's the power of consistency, right? On top of that, we're going to pay you for the lifetime of the membership. I'm still getting paid on the very first membership I wrote. Right, Chris? I'm assuming that's why you're in life insurance, right, for residuals. Any other insurance agents in here? No? All right. Well, that's why insurance agents get involved in insurance, right, for residuals. We offer the same thing. Right, George, I don't know if you're still getting paid on the first membership you wrote or not, but the first year, you know, I don't know how much you made your first year. Do you remember? All right, an extra 12 grand, an extra $1,000 a month, but he's still getting paid on those same memberships from the first year. Does that make sense? So, should have hit that button sooner, sorry. You know, on top of that, we've got a proven track record, right? We've got a book called The Profiles of Success. Looks like this, right? Just filled with people who are making close to or over 6 figures at the company. And by the way, a third of this book, no team whatsoever to speak of, right? They're just making money selling the membership. That's pretty novel in the network marketing industry, to be able to just make money selling the product. But, you know, other people in this book haven't sold the membership in years. But they have a big team that they built, and they just keep coaching to do bigger and better things. And so over 400 people making 100,000 plus a year. We have 200 plus making 50 grand a year. Over 250 millionaire club members, including Dave Hall and George Wilkinson right here with us. Over $1 billion paid in the last 10 years. In the interest of time, I won't go through the example I normally give, but trust me, it's a lot of money. Like a small piece of $1 billion would set me and my family for life, right? You don't have to pay it all to me. Just give me my share, right? But I'm telling you, it's amazing. And here's the best part. It's not just in the book, but it's people right here in the marketplace that are making money. Do we have a few testimonials lined up? You'll hear from them during the rest of the training. Fair enough? But I do want you to hear from the two people sitting up front right here. Deanne DeBell, $100,000 ring earner with the company. George Wilkinson's a millionaire club member with the company. If you'd come up and just share your quick testimonials for us.
Hello, I'm Deanne DeBell, and I was always in the legal industry before Legal Shield. Many years as a court reporter, just a machine. And people coming to court, the ones that had money and could pay for representation typically won. The people that came into court and didn't have representation hardly ever won. So when the lady around the corner shared this same information with me about 15 years ago, I knew that the membership made sense. I knew that everybody in America needs it. They just didn't know about it. So I started very part-time for about 10 years, and then about 5 years ago, really put the steam in. Haven't looked back since. I am rock solid Legal Shield.
My name is George Wilkinson, and my background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm codes, the keys, the expense account, the car. I had arrived. I was also broke at a higher level, and that was about 20 years ago. I love the fact that when Legal Shield was shared with me, it gave me the opportunity to get my life back, to do what I want, when I want, with who I want. And one of my biggest goals is to make sure that with the time and the money, I can spoil my grandkids so much they love me more than their own parents. I absolutely love Legal Shield.
My wife, Julie, and I were introduced in 1997, and same business, mortgage business, as Mr. Schieber here, and just totally got it. You know, we've both been divorced before, and we just really enjoyed the fact of having the access to the attorneys. And as we all know, in 2007-08, the mortgage business kind of went down. So I looked in my back pocket, seen the business card or the Legal Shield card, and I said, you know what, I need to be doing this more and helping more people. And we've never looked back. It's been awesome.
There you go. And we had a special request for John Walker to share his testimonial, because he's got an incredible one. So come on up here, Mr. Walker. Give him a round of applause.
Thank you. It's not that special, but it's special to me. When I first saw Legal Shield, I saw the membership. I knew it was a no-brainer. I could have used it a couple times in college. I don't know if any of y'all could relate to that. But my in-laws were looking to get their will done. So I said, hey, if I can make a couple hundred extra bucks at the same time and help some other people, you know, pass that, then this is cool. So the goal was just to make my truck payment. $300 a month, if I could get that off my plate, life would be a lot funner for me and my wife, Kylie. We were just dating at the time, but we'd go do weekend trips and stuff like that. Well, fast forward a few years. Wasn't really super active in Legal Shield, but Mr. Schieber called me up and he said, hey, what are you doing with Legal Shield? I said, absolutely nothing, but not a day goes by that I don't think about it, because I kept my membership. And so we went to work because we just found out my wife was pregnant with our oldest daughter, and we had that family discussion. You know, do you want to go back to work or do you want to stay home with the kids? Because her mom stayed home with her, and it was important. So she decided, I want to stay home. So Mr. Schieber and I went to work, and in 10 months, I replaced my wife's income, and she's been a stay-at-home mom for the last 5 years of her life, and it's amazing. I love Legal Shield.
Not that special. Whatever. You retire someone from corporate America for the rest of their life, that's pretty dang special. So congratulations. You know, real quick, here are the action steps as we wrap up. Number one, get the membership, right? Promise me one thing. If I didn't do a sufficient job for you to see the value, if I didn't convey the value to you, please come back and see it again, right? There'll be someone else here, you know, Thursday night here, or when do you do yours in Layton? Tuesday night? So Tuesday night in Layton, or Thursday night here, or just sit down with the person that invited you, whatever the deal is, see it again, because maybe I didn't connect with you, but I'm telling you, I'm a firm believer everyone in America should have our membership, okay? Second thing is become an associate. I believe the membership's for everybody. I don't think the associateship is, but if you see an opportunity for yourself and you can make an extra few hundred dollars, or you could use an extra few hundred dollars, whether that's a week, a month, right? Maybe it's a few thousand dollars, whatever the deal is. Maybe you Maybe you want to walk away from that golden handcuff job. Whatever the situation is, if you see an opportunity for yourself, definitely become an associate. And for those that do become associates today, stick around and get trained. I promise you, we have an incredible training lined up. When you walk out of this room today, you're going to know everything you need to know in order to go out and build the business. Okay? And all those little details we don't normally cover in the normal run of things, we're going to cover everything today so that you know and exactly what you need to do, where to find things, the whole deal. All right, stick around, get trained. But we have regular trainings too, right here in this room, or not in this room, up in West Valley every Wednesday night. But get started, get paid and promoted, right? Earn $400 in Fast Start bonuses, $500 in Fast Start bonuses in your next 45 days. We're gonna, most people aren't salespeople. I'm certainly not a salespeople. I get told I'm a salesperson all the time. It makes me cry, right? Because really, I can present the information, but I don't try and convince anybody. I'm not here to twist anybody's arm, right? And the person that invited you probably isn't either. So make it easy on everyone. Just let the person that invited you, if you're a guest today, know if you're an A, a B, or a C. A for associate, right? Damien could have shut up a long time ago. I'm in. I'm ready to go. B for become a member. Maybe you have some questions about being an associate. Maybe you don't, okay? But B for become a member. Just turn to the person that invited you and say, I'm a B. Maybe you're a C, Z for see you later, right? I didn't really see anything here for me today. That's okay, too. The only thing we'd ask of you is that because you now know what we do, if you know someone that could use the membership or you come across someone that could use the membership or the opportunity, that you would refer that person to the person that invited you. Is that fair? Thank you so much for coming out this morning. Give yourselves a round of applause. We're going to take a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back, do some recognition, some training. It's going to be a fun day. Have a great day.